Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Gone!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Game two, Cardinals and Brewers. Kyle Gibson for the Redbirds. Tobias Myers for the Brewers. And get used to one thing in this game. Traffic. Because of the 20 innings that were played tonight, 19 of them had at least one base runner. And yet in the first three innings, this game was still scoreless. It would be the Cardinals opening the scoring, though, in the bottom of the fourth inning. A sac fly from Tommy Pham, then an RBI single from Mason Winn. But the Brewers would find a way to respond in the next inning, avoiding the shutdown frame thanks to a sacrifice fly from Joey Ortiz. Joe Ross entered for the fifth, and he would throw two scoreless frames. In the top of the sixth inning, with the Brewers down by a run, their offense really started to click into gear. A leadoff triple from Jackson Churio. Then with one out, it was William Contreras.
3-0 pitch. And a ground ball past Arenado and into left field for a base hit. Churio trots home. Contreras turns first. He's on his way to second with an RBI double. We are tied at two.
Lane Grindle's call here on WTMJ, his 15th extra base hit of the month. And yeah, that was a 3-0 green light from him. So the Brewers tied the game at two apiece. We go to the seventh inning. The Brewers attacking the Cardinals' bullpen. Every great rally starts with a leadoff walk. Hoskins draws a walk. Then Ortiz draws a one-out walk, puts runners on first and second. Then a pass ball on the first pitch from Jojo Romero put men to second and third. Bryce Terang surprises the defense with a bunt. Now the bases are loaded. Still only one out, and here's the kid, Jackson Churio, again.
The 0-1 pitch. Line drive in the left field. Jackson's got a base hit. In from third, Hoskins right behind him. Joey Ortiz to the plate. No throw home. Churio's got a two-run go-ahead single in the seventh. The Brewers lead it for the first time tonight. It's 4-2.
There's Josh Maurer here on WTMJ, but a response in the bottom of the seventh inning off of Brian Hudson, of all people. Lucan Baker hit a two-run homer to tie the game. So the Brewers had to get the offense in gear again in the eighth with, once again, a leadoff walk. Two men were aboard with two outs, and then another backbreaker. Two outs, two strikes. Tito at the bottom of the order.
The 3-2 to Ortiz. Runners in motion. Driven out to left center field. This is going to plug the gap and hit off the wall. One run is in. Hoskins around third. He will score. Joey Ortiz delivers with a two-run double. And the Brewers back on top 6-4 here in the eighth.
Three RBIs tonight for Tito in the bottom of the order. Great stuff from him, but that's where the fun would end. Devin Williams would come back on back-to-back nights of work tonight for the bottom of the ninth inning. He hit the first batter he faced, Wilson Contreras. Gave up a double to Freddie Fermin down the right field line. That put runners on second and third with nobody out. He struck out Arenado, but he walked Newt Barr, so back to the same situation as yesterday. One out, bases loaded, Goldschmidt up. He struck him out. Then it was Matt Carpenter. He would walk him on four consecutive pitches. Then it was Tommy Pham. 3-0 count.
3-0 missed inside. He walked him. We were tied at six. Another bases loaded walk. Back-to-back bases loaded walks.
And then the real twist of the night was in the bottom of the 10th with Nolan Arenado on in a 6-6 game.
1-2 on Arenado, the pitch. Drilled into deep left field. It is hooking. It's towards the line. Is it fair? It is fair. It's gone. It's a walk-off grand slam by Nolan Arenado. And the Cardinals score six over the final two innings. They walk off the Brewers 10-6 the final tonight.
Ugh, go take a shower, wash it off. That one was no fun as the Brewers fall in extras.